שבט.
ראש חיידש בנצ'ינג של חיידש שבט. חיידש שבט זה פלדיק חיידש. זה חיידש. חייל מוישה בארץ התורה הזויס. Right, the beginning of דבורם. Says באשתי עושה חיידש. חיידש שבט זה חייל מוישה בארץ התורה הזויס. חיידש שבט זה חיידש של באר התורה. מוישה בן סעדה בי מבייר לתורה. באר, what's a באר? באר brings the מים מלמטה למעלה. באר brings the מים מלמטה למעלה. Two chalokim, there's mayim alyoinim. The be'er, there's mayim alyoinim, there's mayim tachtoinim. And the be'er, tu b'shvat, the chag leilonis, that's when the yichud, shvat is when the yichud of the mayim alyoinim and the mayim tachtoinim, you see the comes up. That's the beginning of the be'er. Mayim, and Ilon is gematria 91. 91 is the yichud of Havai and Adna. Havai and Adna, that's the yichud of Torah Shavikstav and Torah Shabal Peh. Be'er is the beginning of always of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's right. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu made that yichud in Sefer Dvarim? Moshe Rabbeinu be'ikah is the beginning of Torah Shabbiksav. Vaydab Hashem Moshe Leimu, that's be'ikah the beginning of Torah Shabbiksav. Eila Dvarim, Ashadibe Moshe, that's the beginning of Torah, the chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu that's shaykh to Torah Shabbat Peh. So Mele, in Sefer Eila Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is being meyachid to Torah Shabbiksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Yachat Torah Shviksav and Torah Shabbat Peh is Shaykh to the Be'er. And the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Atachtonim Nifkoshim Ahadodi. The Mayim Elyonim is the Bechin of Torah Shviksav. Geshem. The Mayim Atachtonim is the Bechin of Torah Shabbat Peh. We know, we've discussed before, that the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Atachtonim is the Sod HaYichud. It's the Sod HaYichud. The Mayim Atachtonim are crying, Anon Bihinan Lehebim Kame Malka. Sod HaYichud is the Shtokakus of the Nekeva to the Zohar. Shtokakus of the Nekeva to the Zohar, that's the Shtokakus of the Bechinas Torah Shabbik Bal Peh to be Nichlal into Torah Shabbik Sav. Like the Gemara says in Tanis, that there's never a tippah that's Yerd Min HaShemayim, that there's two Tvachim or two tippahs that come up from the Mata. That's the Sod of this Oiris, of the Yichud together, the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. That's the Yichud of Torah Shabbik Sav and Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's got to do with Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat is the sap comes into the tree from the Mayim. Bechinas Mayim Atachtoinim, the Chibur the Mayim Atachtoinim and Mayim Elyoinim, the Chibur the Mayim Elyoinim and Mayim Atachtoinim is the Yichud of Torah Shviksav and Torah Shbal Peh, which is the Yichud of Havaya and Adna. The Yichud of Havaya and Adna is Gematria 91, which is the Gematria of Ilan. So Amira, therefore, whereas the Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu was Miyachid, the Bechinas Torah Shbal Peh to Torah Shviksav in the beginning, of Sefer Dvarim, Eila Dvarim Shel Debe Moshe, and therefore that's why the Pasha already says straight away, Ashtei Asa Chodesh. Ashtei Asa Chodesh. Ayi Ba'abom Shana. Ashtei Asa Chodesh Be'echad Lash Chodesh. Mashchodesh Shvat. And that's where Be'ev Ayad in Be'eretz Moav Hoel Moshe is Be'eretz Atoyra Zayis Leimoy. So that's the Yichud that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Yichud Moshe Rabbeinu made with Torah Shviksav and Torah Shbal Peh. Es HaTorah Azoyis Leimoy, and then it says Hashem Elokeinu, says the Heilige Baal HaTurim, Es HaTorah Azoyis Leimoy, Mesomech Le Hashem Elokeinu, Kleima Hisirim Al Yichud Hashem. It's the Yichud. So this is the Yichud. So maybe if there's a beginning of Sefer Dvarim, there's a Yichud, and that's the Yichud of Torah Shviksav and Torah Shbal Peh, which is the Yichud of Mayim Elyoinim and Mayim Tachtoinim. That's the Sod HaYichud. So maybe when there's a Yichud, that's like the Yichud of a Chosn and Kala, that's the word of Yichud, and then you sing songs. You make a Yichud, Torah Shviksav, and Torah Shabbal Peh. So then that's a Simcha, and that turns into a Shira, and that's the end of Sefer Dvarim, which is the beginning of Shira, Hazinu. Hazinu Hashemah, and that's a Shira, that's a Yichud, and there's a Yichud, there's a Chasana. The Chasana, the Shira, and that's the Sod of Hazinu Hashemayim. Shemayim is Torah Shviksav. Vesishma Ha'aretz, Aretz is Torah Shabbal Peh. Vesishma Ha'aretz, Imre, Fi is Torah Shabbal Peh. What's the next pasuk? Yarav kamoto. Moto is Torah Shviksav. Tizal katal. Katal is Torah Shabbal Peh. So Hilu Garachayim, the Tzadik, because the tal looks like it's coming from down here. So that's the yichud that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and that turns into a shira, and that's the shira Zazinu, Shemayim Ha'aretz coming together, moto and tal, which is the bechin of Mayim, the bechin is Mayim in certain havchon of Mayim and Yonim, Mayim and Tachtonim, even though the tal comes from Lamala, but it's a certain havchon that looks like it comes from down here. Certain havchon of Mayim and Yonim, Mayim and Tachtonim. That's why the chibur between Torah Shviksav and Torah Shabbal Peh is Maseches Brachos. It's the first Masechta of Torah Shabbal Peh. Ketzim Mevorchin Ala Ilan, Peres Ilan. Because Peres Ilan Peres Eilon, that's the yichud of the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. And that's the yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and that's the beginning of the first Masechta of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And that is the beginning of the yichud. The yichud is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Mikmin Brocha, and Peres Eilon, that's the yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So Meina, therefore, that's the sod of Shvat. This week's Shabbos Mevorach and Takachoy de Shvat. And that's why you see that the Tzidoikim, the whole Yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh, the whole Yichud, see, because it's Yidua, not by Arichas now, but it's Yidua that the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Oroin was the Bechina of Torah Shebikhsav. And Kohanim is the Bechina of Torah, Shebalpeh, right? Ki Sifsei Koin, the Sfosayim of a Koin. Sifsei Koin Yishmu Das, Torah Yivakshem Yipiyu. Kohenim is the bechin of Torah Shebalpeh. Aaron HaKohen went into the Kodesh Kadosh and did the avoda on the Oroin, and the Oroin is Torah bechin as Moshe Rabbeinu and bechin as Torah Shebikhsav. So he's making a yichud between Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Where do you make that yichud? In the yichud shtiv. Where's the yichud shtiv? The Kodesh Kadosh. Because it says in the avoda of Kodesh of Yom Kippur, v'chol ha'odom la'yiyah bo'el moed b'voyel chapeh b'kodesh. V'chol ha'odom, says the Zohar HaKodesh, v'chol ha'odom means Even not a malach alikim. In other words, nobody. Why nobody? Because that's the sada yichud. The yichud between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yichud between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens in Yom Kippur. And what did Aaron HaKohen daven in the Kodesh when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Sheishonazu Geshumahi. The Shana should be Geshumahi. He davened for rain. Why did he daven for rain? Because rain is the sada yichud. So in the cheda yichud, he davened for the sada yichud, which is the sod of Mayim Elyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim together, the sod of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Aaron HaKohen's Torah Shebalpeh doing avoda in the Kodesh Kadoshim on the Oroin, that's the Bechinas Torah Shebikhsav. So that's the Yichud. And therefore you see that the Tzedukim, they were Koyfe in Torah Shebalpeh, so they broke the Yichud. The Tzedukim broke the Yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh because they broke Torah Shebalpeh. So which two famous things did the Tzedukim do? One is they messed up with the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kodashim. They put the smoke before they came in. They were pegeya and avoided the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the Yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh, Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. And the second one they did, the famous one, is Nesach HaMayim and Chag HaSukkos. And that's what the Gemara says there. Nachalul, the whole inyan of Nesach HaMayim, meaning he poured water down, is Mo'er the Mayim, the whole Gemara Nachalul over there. David HaMelech, Korah Shittin, and all the Mayim and Tachtoinim started coming up. Came out to Mardig is Galus, a Torah Shebalpeh, because David HaMelech's the Melech, Malchus is the Bechinus Torah Shebalpeh. The whole Torah Shebalpeh, the whole Mayim and Tachtoinim started coming up. So that's the whole Perek HaChol, and for that they had Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim was Mo'er, the Gemara says, and Tanit Gemara says, that Nisach HaMayim was Mo'er, the Mayim Elyon and the Mayim and Tachtoinim together, which is the Sod of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh, which is the other avoda that Tzedukim were Koyfer, Nisach HaMayim used to watch them. It happened once where they poured the water, instead of pouring it down the Mizbeach, they poured it in front of a Rogam Ukal Ha'am. What did they stone them with? With Esregim, because Esregim is Malchus Torah Shebalpeh. So you do it from the Arba Minim. That the Arba Minim correspond to that the Gimel Adasim is Chagat. Gemara Teferes, the two Arovus is Netzach Hoid, and the Luluv is Midas Hayisod, and the Esreg is the Malchus, which you have to be Mechaber. That's why you have to hold it in one hand. You have to hold the Esreg together with the Luluv, because that's the Yichud of Malchus. Malchus is Torah Shebalpeh. That's the Yichud of Malchus. With the Torah Shebalpeh, with the Torah Shebikhsav. So Rav Mekola on Besregeim, because they were koyfe in that yichud of Torah Shebikhsav and Torah Shebalpeh, which is represented by Nisach HaMayim, which is the chibur of Mayim Elyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim. And Meila, therefore, they were poikim in that yichud. So therefore, Rav Mekola on Besregeim. Besregeim is the Malchus, that's the Torah Shebalpeh, that's the Mayim HaTachtonim, which is boichim, Hanon Abina Lahave Kama Malka. So that we've discussed before, Tzadik says, the Heidegger of Tzadik says, the first Gemara in Brachas. One says, "Meimosai, where is this coming from?" Tana Akrokoi. The Tana is going on the pasuk. So Tzadik, that shows you that the Ikur of Torah Shebalpeh, the first Gemara, the beginning of Torah Shebalpeh, his Meyachid is asking where the Kesher of Torah Shebikhsav is. Tana Akrokoi. The Tana is going on the pasuk. That's the Sada Yichud, and that was the Pegam, the Rishus of the Tzedokim, that they wanted to be Poigim in that Yichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sada of Yichud, the Sada of Yichud, of Malchus Shemayim, is the Bechin of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's Torah Shebikhsav, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus, Eloim Void, is Bechinus Torah Shebalpeh, Malchus, b'chinas Torah shebal peh. And it's brought down in Melacha that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusay, Kavana, kilu, you're not Yetzah. There's a mefarshim that you're not Yetzah Krishma, because the Ikar Yichud is the Yichud of Torah shebal peh with Torah shebiksav. That's the pasuk Gishma with Baruch Shem Kavod. With all the hafsakas and davening, looking at Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, that you can't mafsik Shema Baruch Shem. Shema Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is not part of Shema, but it's all the same. Baruch Shem Shema and Baruch Shem go together. You have to be Mechavan in Baruch Shem, like you have to be Mechavan in Shema. A lot of Paschim say that you're not Yotzi, you have to say Shema again. Because Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, that's the Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh, the Malchus. The Malchus is the Ikar, the Yichud. To be Miyachid, the Malchus, to be Miyachid, the Torah Shebal Peh, with Torah Shebiksav, which is Shema Yisrael, which comes from the Torah Shebiksav. That's the Yichud of Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, Lo Yidam Void. Therefore, we see in Parshas Vayichi, Parshas Vayichi, Yaakov Avinu be'emes, Yaakov Avinu be'emes, Ikar b'chin of Yaakov Avinu is Torah Shebiksav. Like we know, Yaakov Avinu is the dagger of Zeir Ampin, and Zeir Ampin is Torah Shebiksav. Yud Kevavke is Torah Shebiksav. But in Parshas Vayichi is a Parshas Stumi. Why is it a Parshas Stumi? Because Yaakov Avinu is Megala, the Chelek Hasosan is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, we just said, is like a be'er. It comes from deep in the ground. So that's not Shaykh, that's not Yaakov Avinu's Bechina, except when he came to Parshas Vayichi. His Parshas Vayichi is a Parshas Stumah. Here, Bikash Yaakov Legalis. Here's the time when Yaakov Avinu wanted to start being Megala Torah Shebal Peh. He wanted to start being Megala Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why, how many psukim are there in Parshas Vayichi? 85. Peh. There's Peh psukim. Peh psukim in Parshas Vayichi. Why Peh psukim? Because it's a Parshas Stumah. What was it hiding? It's hiding Peh. It's hiding the Torah Shebal Peh. And that was the beginning of Bikish Yaakov Legalis as a case. Yaakov Avinu, Bikish Legalis, he was Zeichet to be in Megala, Torah Shebal Peh, and later Deyos, by the Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. Anossi is Rosh HaTevis Nishmasa of Yaakov Avinu, and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe is the sod of all the Mishnais. Rebbe Akiva is the sod of all the Brises, and everything's cool. I leave it to Rebbe Akiva, says the Gemara Sanhedrin. And Akiva is the same as Yaakov. Swam of Deshim say that also Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and also Rabbi Akiva are both Nishmasim Shal Yaakov Avinu. Both of them, they're Torah Shebal Peh. Yaakov is Torah Shebiksav. In secret, Yaakov Avinu was Megala. In secret, Yaakov Avinu was Megala, the Shoroshim of Torah Shebal Peh. Where? In Parashas Vayichi, with Pei Psukim. In Pei Psukim, and that's why it's a Parsha Stumi, because the Torah Shebal Peh is Stuma. Stuma in the Torah Shebiksav. It's Stuma in the Torah Shebiksav. Where does it start coming out? It starts coming out in Shvat. Shvat, the Be'er, that's the sap that saps the tree. And the unique of the Ilan. The Ilan is 91, Havaya and Adna. So that's when it starts coming out. So Mela, straight after Parsha Svayichi, we have Parsha Shmois. Parsha Shmois, Klal Yisrael, Vayavidus Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Bachoymeh, Velevenim. Shteit in Zoya Kodesh, Bachoymeh, Zu Kal Bachoymeh. Kal Bachoymeh is the first of Yud Gil Midas, Shatoyin Adrashis Ben, which is the sod of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Shlishes Amidus, Shmuel was a Kohen, he was the Kohen Gadol, Kohen and Bechemes Torah Shebal Peh. Kal Bachoymeh was the first Gilui of Torah Shebal Peh, the first one of the Giluim of the Yud Gil Midas. First one is Kal Bachoymeh. So the Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they did the Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayichi with the Peh Psukim, put the Shroshim in Mitzrayim of the Yicholos of being able to be Megala, the hidden Chelek HaTorah, the Chelek HaTorah that's in the Adama that you have to work to find, which is the Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midas, the Kal Vachemes, Vayavidu Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Vayavoros Chayem, Havayda Kasha, Vachoyme, Vayavainim, Liban Alocha, it's all Bechina of Torah Shebal Peh. Klal Yisrael started finding Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, Parshas Shmois is Chodesh Mevorchim, is Shabbos Mevorchim of Shvat, and Shvat is Be'er. Be'er is the water, the Mayim Tachdoinim, the Torah Shebal Peh that comes out from underneath, and that happens now. Mamish in Parshas Shmois, where Klal Yisrael started being Megala in Mitzrayim, Yud Gimel Midas, starting being Megala, the Torah Shebal Peh in Mitzrayim. So Meila, therefore, that's the coincides with Shabbos Mevorchim, coincides with Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat, that it all starts coming out of here. That's the koyach of Chodesh Shvat and the koyach of the parshis, and those are the parshis of the Shoivavim. We know the parshis of Shoivavim are the parshis of the Bechinas Tikkun Abris, and it's also the Bechinas Tikkun, also Bechinas Tikkun Apeh, coming from Baichi with Peh Psukim. So it says Shleishinu is Shemam, and he spoke only Lashon HaKodesh. They were Shoivavim the Bechinas Peh. They were Menavel the Peh, and they were Zeichet to Torah Shebal Peh. They were Zeichet to find the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's the, like we discussed often, the Sefer Yetzirah says that the Bris Mila is Keneged the Bris Apeh. So Yosef HaTzadik went into Mitzrayim to give Klal Yisrael a koyach to be Shemeh Bris Kodesh. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of HaKol Kol Yaakov. Kol Kol Yaakov, which is the Bechina of Peh, and he gave that koyach through the Peh Psukim in Parshas Vayechi for them to keep the Kedushas of Peh, the Shemagala, Zechat, Shemagala, the Torah Shabbat Peh. And then from that they came out, and that's the ilan, that's the Tu Bishvat, that we're having the Yinika from Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim, and that's the Moedik after the dark months of Cheshvan, Kislev, and Teves, which is going into the Choshech, which is like going into the Choshech. Once you go into the Choshech, there the Yichud takes place. The Yichud takes place in Shvat, because Shvat is the Be'er. The Be'er is the Zivug of Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtoinim. And in the Be'er, which is the Yichud of Mayim and Yonim, Mayim Tachtoinim, that's the Yichud between Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebikshav is Bechin Zocha, Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus Nukva, and that's why we find the Avos HaKadoshim. Where do they find the Zivug? They find the Zivug by the Be'er, because that's the Be'er is Mechaba, the Mayim and Yonim, Mayim Tachtoinim, Torah Shebikshav, Torah Shebal Peh, Besod, the Zivug of Zachar and Akeva. So they found their Zivug always by the Be'er, because the Be'er is the Zivug, the Be'er is bringing the Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh together, which is Moshe Rabbeinu did at the beginning of Sefer Dvar. So that's what we're mechaber to now. In the weeks of Shavuot, we start begin Chodesh Shvat, Shabbos Mevorach and Chodesh Shvat, as we be zeicher to the Gilui of the Pnimis HaTorah, and Gilui of the Torah, which should be poor, like a Be'er, should be a zeicher to Mayim Ein Sof, the Mayan Ein Sof, and then it fills in. You have to dig deeper, and then you find them in Mayim Ein Sof, Mayim Ein Sof, and that's what Klal Yisrael are doing now. That's what Klal Yisrael are doing now in Mitzrayim. And that's what we should be zeichet takvet from Yachad Pnimis HaTorah with the Pnimis HaTorah with Nigla Shebatorah. The Yichud of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh is the same Yichud of the Yichud of Pnimis HaTorah and Nigla Shebatorah. And the Torah Shebal Peh is a Pchina Pnimis HaTorah. It's what they took out. It's a Pchina Pnimis HaTorah. So the Chelek of Nigla and Chelek of Nista we also discussed last week with Kibbutz V'Yayin Nevushoy. Kibbutz Yayin Nevushoy, Yaakovinu was poel liyichud, just like we just said, he was poel liyichud of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh, he was poel liyichud of Nigla Shebatorah and Nista Shebatorah. And that's the sod of Das that the Maranayim talks about. Das is his chabos, Vayeda Odom is chabos ishtoy. So in Mitzrayim, the Das was in Golos, there was no yichud, because the Torah Shebal Peh was in the hands of Mitzrayim, so there couldn't be a yichud. But when they come taking them out of Mitzrayim, is the poil yichud of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh, and that's the das, that's the koyach of das that they came out to Mitzrayim with. So that's the Heilig month of Shvat, which coincides with Shmoyis, and that's the Shir of Zimra that we zeichet to Mitz Hashem, which we zeichet to Pesiris Tovis, Yeshuas and Nechomas, Nigla Benista Mitz Hashem. All the chashchus of the Chadoshim means that we're going into the Choshech. So the Shleimus after Shvat, we come to Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh of Taka Kabbalah Satorah. Which Kabbalah Satorah? It's the Kabbalah Satorah Shabbal Peh. The Meir Shtanchum says that Hasinai was Torah Shabbat. And the Purim was Torah Shabbal Peh. Because Mechis Amalek brings that Yichud. Because Amalek says, Ki Yod Al Kis Koh. Because there's only Koh. There's no Vovke. Because Vovke is Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbal Peh. And Vov is the Yaakov Vinu's Middah. That's the Middah of Torah Shabbat. And hey, Ketato, which is Malchus, that's the Bechin of Dora, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. And Amalek, there's no Yichud of Vavke when Amalek is around. So the Mechias Amalek, after Shvat, now there's during Shvat, we zeichu to the Giluim of Torah Shabbat Peh. And then we zeichu the Shlemus of that is in Chodesh Adar, Purim, there Chodesh Adar, that's Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek, then there's the Yichud, Emistik Yichud. Of Torah Shebal Peh. And then it's the Yichud of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh is the Yichud between the Chiluk HaNigla Shebetoyer and the Chiluk HaHester Shebetoyer. And that's the Sod of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is the Yichud of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh. And if you see that Kasvuni Ledoyres, the Gemara says in the Roman Paskin that Megillas Esther is Kechamisha Chumshe Toyer. Sebsk Megillas Esther is Kechamisha. Esther asks Kisvuni. Harry, Lachoyer should have been part of Torah Shebal Peh. Lachoyer should have been part of Torah Shebal Peh. But Esther was Mavakish, she wanted to be like one of the Choftal of the Svarm of Torah Shabbat. That's the Sod. The Sod of Purim is a Sod where Torah Shabbat Peh is Nisyachet into, is Niskalan into Torah Shabbat. Niskalan into Torah Shabbat, that's the Sod of Yichud. That's the Yichud of Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat. And that's what she asked, and that's what Esther was poil, that there was a Yichud that is called Megillas Esther. Yichud between the Chelek HaNigla and the Chelek HaNista, and that made Megillas Esther, which is Hester, which is Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, Niskal into Torah Shebikshav. That's the void after Chodesh Shvat. That's where Chodesh Shvat and Adar come together. That's the end. That's till it's the end of the chadasha. That's main. It's main. Shemini Atzeres is the yichud. So to Purim is also the shleimus of the yichud. Chisa Malik, that's the shleimus of the yichud. So that's the avoda of chodesh. So avoda of chodesh. That's why by the shir sayam. When's it going to be b'shleimus? What's happens by shir sayam? We sing ki Hashem amlucha meishu b'goyim ve'olam yishiyim v'hartziyo in lishpetes harisov. So it's harisov over here. We say after the shir, we say, what is the shleimus? Shleimus of the yichud is going to be when Esav is nimchak. Shleimus is going to be when the Malik is nimchak. Because then there's going to be the shleimus of the yichud of Vav Kei. And the yichud of Vav Kei is the yichud of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. And that's the sod after Mechis HaMalik. You can take something that belongs in Torah Shebalpeh and it's niskal back into Torah Shebiksav. And that's the Bechina Magilas Esther. So is the Heilige Chadoshim of Shvat Vada. Shvazoichet to the yichud HaSholim, the yichud HaMiti, Shvazoichet to Mishyachet Shemaim Oris, Biksav Balpeh. Ningle and Nista, Shuzarchad, everybody will see here Havaya Echad, Shmoyachad, Havaya Echad is Bechinus Torah Shabiksav, Shmoyachad is Bechinus Torah Shabapet, and only Bechin of Echad, and Behichad of Shema Yisrael, and Boch Shem Kavoid Malchus Eloyon Void. That's the whole sod of Das. We know that Das is Vayeda Odom, Eschava Ishtoi. That's the sod. That's the sod of Yichad, and Zocha and Akeva. That's the sod of Yichad, and Torah Shabiksav, and Torah Shabapet. And that's what we were busy with. We were busy with being taking out Torah Shabapet from the Goyim. It's always what we've been busy with. Sometimes Torah Shebaalpeh is by the Goyim, sometimes Torah Shebaalpeh is Nifkan by the Tzedukim, by the Yiddish Goyim. And sometimes there's always a clipper that's trying to be master, the Chibor, the Yichud of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh, and the Yichud of Nis, Nigla Shebetoyer, Nista Shebetoyer. This is what we're going to be Zeichet to, Mitzvah Hashem. It's also Bechina of Yosef is Vav, and Vav Kei, Torah Shebaalpeh, Yosef and Torah Shebaalpeh, and Torah Shebaalpeh is also Yichud. Yaakov and Yosef together with the Avoda, they brought about the Yichud. Das should be taken out of Golas. Das is a Golas, no Yichud. Das is a Golas, no Yichud. That's the Sado, Kotten Shein by Das. Ein by Das means he's not Miyachid. Doesn't see how the mitzvahs are Echad with the Rebbein Shlom. Doesn't see that the Torah he's learning is connected to Rebbein Shlom. You get Gedolim, they haven't got Das. In other words, they learn Torah, but the Torah, then Melatnish Torah in the Rabbin Shalom. Melatnish Torah in the Rabbin Shalom means that people who learn Torah without his kashrus to tzaddikim, people who learn Torah without his kashrus to Pinyas to Gatorah and to Svarim, his kashrus to tzaddiki doyrus. It's also a pigam. It's also a pigam. It's also a bechin of Ein by Das.